Omalaya Abaya, Abaya said back, that can't be pshat. Pshita, pshita, you're not supposed to leave over half your family. Because if so, hay minaya mishavis lu poishim, for hay minaya mishavis lu zrizim, that there's a mitzvah's reason to bring to Oilus Riyah right away, the first day of Yom Tov, come up to the Beis Hamikdash. So you don't need a lima to teach me, don't go up halfway, like pshita. Like if you have 10 children, bring them all up to be on the regular. The first day, you're going anywhere there. Why should you leave over 5? Like the 5 you're leaving over are called pushim. They're not right. They have a mitzvah to do today, and you're pushing it off to tomorrow. They shouldn't do that. So pshita, if you're going up already, avadi should take everybody up with you. So you don't need a chiddush to tell me, ein olachatsoyim. Pshita, you shouldn't go halfway. What's the drasha from the pasuk? Likad acherim, like we dashed before. Detanya, acherim moment we learned before. Hamakamet, somebody gathered together the tsoya, the shmutz of the dogs. V'yametzaras nechoshes, somebody that makes the nechoshes kapa. V'yabursi, people that work tanners, work with the skin that smell very badly. Is pturim in aria. These people are potter for being early regal. Why? Shenamah the pasuk says, kol zechurcha, everybody together. Somebody that doesn't smell, it could be with other people, he has a mitzvah to be other regal. Of the Yatsuelu, these people, they can't go up with everybody else. If they go, they have to go separately, other people can't take the smell. These people have a ptur not to be other regal. So that's what he meant to say, if you're such a person that can't be seen with everybody else, you have to only be seen by yourself, you have to have a ptur, not to be early regal. So the Mishnah. If you want to bring a korban oila during Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, you have to bring it from Chulin. That's the halacha, that korbanis. So Rashi says, Mash mahash to oilas riyah. Ha boyis b'cholos shemoed. Boyis min achulin, v'loimi moyis ma'is hasheni. The kaimelon kodava shabachoyva in a boyala minachulin. That's the klal. Anytime you have a choyv, you have a choyv to bring a korban. Like here on Yom Tov now, there's a mitzvah to bring this oilas riyah. You have to bring korban oila. You know where the money has to come from. It has to be your own chulindika money. Private money. There's a choyv for you to bring the korban. So you have to use your money. Let's say you have money of Maisa Sheni, that you had your Paris that grew in Maisa Sheni, and you appointed the Paris, you have the money now, and the lach with the money of Maisa Sheni is you take it to Yerushalayim, and you buy Shlomim with it, to be makir for Shlomim. So that money, even though it's set aside to use for carbon Shlomim, you can't use to be Yetzir Chayvos. A Chayv means you have a Chayv to bring from your own private money, and not from Maisa Sheni. So somebody wants to bring an Eilas Riyah, there's a chiv upon you to bring this korban, so it has to be brought min achulin from your own private money, and not from money from Maisa Sheni. So that's what Mishnah says. Eilas b'moyed, somebody that brings a korban Eilas Riyah on Chol HaMoed, is boyas min achulin. It has to be brought from your own private money, chulin, and not from money that's set aside for other korbanos, or not from Maisa Sheni. V'hashlomin, Marshenkin, not that you have to bring a shalmei, Simcha on Yom Tov, mina meiser. If you want to, that could be brought from Meiser Sheni. Because Shalmei Simcha is not really a chiev to bring a korban. The chiev there is just that you have to have meat in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Samachta Mechagecha. So meiser, somebody has on a dorm or a davus before, or you have the money of Meiser Sheni, and you buy a korban shlomim and use it for Shalmei Simcha, that's also good. Because there's no chiev badafka to bring the korban. The chiev is just to have meat to be able to eat, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Samachta Mechagecha. So if the meat comes from Maisa Sheni, you're also yetzer of the mitzvah. Rashi says, Ushlamim min ha-maisa. The Gemara for us, Shalmei Simcha. The mitzvah to have a shlomim for Simcha to Rabbeinu Kro b'chomili. And we'll see in the Gemara Dashins, any type of a shlomim you bring for the Shalmei Simcha you yetzer. Because the kavon of the Torah was that we want you to have meat to eat on Yom Tov. So any meat you have, any meat from Karbonis, it's called, you have meat, teeth from a korban, that you eat to the mitzvah of Smachta Mechagech. Chigiv is different. Chigiv is not a Shalom Mitzvah. Chigiv is a special Chigiv. Chigiv you also couldn't bring from Chulin. From Shemaisa. Chigiv had to be from Chulin. Chigiv also. But so on see. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. What about the first day in Pesach? Beishamai Omrim Min HaChulin Ubeisil Omrim Min HaMaisa. On the first day of Pesach, Beis Shammai says it has to be brought from Chulin, own private money. But Beis Silu says no, even for Maisa. So Rashi says, "V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Mamar Forish, Mahi Umaishna Pesach Denoket." First of all, you have to know which korban are we talking about, the korban ola, the korban shlamim, which one are we talking about? And secondly, why is there special machlokes by Pesach over any one of the other Yom Tovim? So tomorrow we'll talk about this. But the kids, so what the Mishnah says is that Basil says it could be brought min a meiser, the first day, the korban on the first day Pesach, and my Shammai says no, it has to be brought min a chulun from your own private money. Now the Mishnah says, Yisrael, yoytzin yidei chayvosim, v'nedorim v'nedovis. Just like Hezbollah, the first part of the Mishnah we had, that the Shalmei Simcha, that is the Chiyav on Yom Tovim, to have a Shlomin, to be able to eat from, to have the meat, if you know Yisrael, if they have a Chayva to bring the Durm or the Dovis, like before Yom Tov, they made a Neder to bring a Shlomin, or the Dovis, should if they bring it now on Yom Tov, they keep them a kind of the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha with these Kabbonis. Because it doesn't have to bring a special Korban, the Shem Shalmei Simcha, the main thing is to have meat to eat. Over Maisa Beima, who then if you have a korban Maisa Beima, it's also good. For a kahanim bechatos v'yashomis, a kohen is allowed to eat the meat from a chatas and a noshim, the same thing. If a kohen brings a chatas on Yom Tov, his yotzes mitzvah shalmei simcha with the meat of a bosa chatas. Because again, there's no chiv to bring a korban shlomim b'davka. The chiv is to have meat of kodshim teat. So if a kohen has a chatas and noshim teat, is also good. Over b'chor, who was in a b'chor, a kohen is allowed to eat a b'chor, it's good. Over chazov v'sheik. That the people, the by korban shlomim, you give the kind of the chazov a shoik, it's also good. Avoloi bi oifos loibim nochis. That if you have an oifos, even a korban oifos teat, or else a mincha teat, but that's not makai mitzvah simchas yomtiv. Yikadina simchas yomtiv is with meat, with basar, and not with chicken. A lot of shittas all of you mazmanas there also. On yomtiv, we should try your best to have meat. I think Rabbi Yaakov used to say, it's better off to have a piece of frankfurter and salami than to have a piece of chicken. So I call upon him Frankfurter comes from meat, I call upon him it's basar. Showing a chicken is chicken. So there is mashmah, the mitzvah, simchas, yomtiv, has to be dafka with meat, you only yotze with the korban of an animal, and not with chicken, and not with machas, not with cake. Person doesn't get filled up only with meat. Meat fills you up. The Gemara yala flo. Mashma chicken doesn't fill you up so much. Rashi is saying a svara. Shein is so vele b'bosa b'ema. Person only gets satisfied from meat. Mashenk a chicken you don't get satisfied with so much. Alright, it's a shayla. Havada, if you don't have meat, the next best thing is to use chicken. Havada, chicken is better than nothing. But the vice versa, first class, to be yoytz a mitzvah simchas rego, so mazmatzvah gecho, would be with bosa. And you always say bosa v'yayin. Fight the Gemara. Elo oilois b'moyed hu t'boyis minachulin. Mashm oilus on cholam moyed, that comes minachulin. Because the Mishnah says oilus b'moyed. B'moyed means mashm cholam moyed. So you want to tell me if you bring the oilus riyah on cholam moyed, that has to come minachulin. So diyakob b'yomtiv, the way you're supposed to, usually the first day yomtiv, that's when you're supposed to bring the oilus riyah. Mashm, when you come and bring it the first day yomtiv, mina meiser, then you're allowed to bring the oilus riyah even for meiser shena that you have in the money, if you have in your house. So not the Gemara Sakasha, my, why? Dovah shebechayvi, that's the ikachayv. The ikachayv, when you go early regular, you come to the base of Migdash, the first day Yom Tov, come there and you see Hashem, you have to bring the korban oilus riyah. So that's a chayv, it's an obligation upon you to bring this korban oilus. So why is the Mishnah mashma only if you bring it on the Chol HaMoed, then it comes minachulun from your own money. Mashma, if you bring it though on Yom Tov, then it comes even for Moyes. Of Meister Sheni, why? It's a dovah shebechayv, he. And the klal is b'chol dovah shebechayva einabu ele menachulin. Anytime there's an obligation upon you to bring the korban, it has to be brought from your own private money, and not from money that was set aside for Maisa Sheni. What it is, there has to be Maisa Sheni on it. So b'chi temin, maybe you want to tell me, ho kamash melun. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush like this. The erles b'moyed, boyis, and b'yomtevein a boyis. Then maybe our Mishnah is telling you that the chiyuv to bring a korban oilus riyah, you should know, it's only brought on Chol HaMoed, and it's not brought on Yom Tov. And keman kebei shamai, then maybe our Mishnah goes according to bei shamai, so maybe there's no diyik. The reason why it doesn't say on Yom Tov, because you can't bring an oila on Yom Tov. Even an oilas riyah, bei shamai says you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Since there's no lochem from it at all, there's nothing for you to eat from the korban oila, it's kulul Hashem, so bei shamai holds it's not doich Yom Tov. Either is a mitzvah to bring korban oilus riyah on Yom Tov, it means on Chol HaMoed. That's not what we learned. Be'esham ha'yermim, me'vi en shlomim. You're only allowed to bring a shalom mechagiga you can bring on Yom Tov. V'yein semchen aleim. Even when you bring it, you can't make a semich on Yom Tov. Avol lo yoilus. Be'esham ha'yermim says you're not allowed to bring a korban oil on Yom Tov. Because since a korban oila is kulu l'Hashem, the whole thing is burnt l'Hashem, there's no lochem at all, there's no meat you eat from it, he also is not zoicha yomtiv. He's not allowed to bring a korban oila on yomtiv. Even ola shriya. What? You have to bring it after yomtiv then. The next 7 days, right. The next 7 days has a tashlum. According to Vesham, right, you'll have to bring it the next 7 days. Beisilu says no. Mevi'in shlamim v'oilos. V'soimchin aleim. That's Beisilu shita. So that Beisilu holds no, that even a korban oila, since it's a chayva sayim to bring it, so chayva sayim is mati you. And then when you bring the shlamim, there's a heter to bring it, and you can make a smicher also. So
maybe like Rashi says, Kivan de mutal avian, like us was shvus labatus michosin.
Since they had to bring the korban shlamim, now at yomtiv they were not mavatol to make the smich, we allowed to do the smicher altogether.
So the chur, the Gemara's kashri is like our Mishnah doesn't go like Beishamai, as Tam Mishnah goes like Beisilu. So according to Beisilu, that you're allowed to bring the korban elus riyah on yomtiv itself, why does the Mishnah only say the ola is b'moyed and cholamoyed? Then it has to be menachulin. Mashma, though, when you bring it on yomtiv, it could be brought even from Isisheni, and that's not true. So the Gemara answers like this. Something is missing in our Mishnah, and this is the way you should learn it. Oilas nidorim unidoves b'moyed bois. Enechnarmen, the Mishnah goes light beis hilo. If you want to bring an oila nidorim or nidoves, not a choiv. Some you want to bring from a neder or a present, a korban oila. Since a korban oila is kulu l'Hashem, there's no lochem, you don't eat from it at all. Therefore, it's also to bring on yomtiv. And only b'moyed bois, you're only allowed to bring it on chol ha-moyed. That's what the Mishnah starts off. The erlis b'moyed means if you want to bring an erlis nedova, you're allowed to bring it on chol ha-moyed. Now b'yomtiv, einam bois, but if you want to bring it on yomtiv, it doesn't come. Now the Mishnah means to say like this, b'erlis riya. Whenever you bring a korban erlis riya though, since that's a chayva sayayim, bo afilu b'yomtiv, that you could even bring on yomtiv itself, according to Beis Hillel. Now our Mishnah explains that when you do bring a korban erlas riyah, you should know it could only be brought from chulin. Since there's a chayv, there's an obligation upon you to bring this korban, you could only bring it from money that belongs to you, 100% chulin, and not from moyes, that's maisa sheni. And then vayta v'shalmei simcha, when you want to bring the shalmei simcha, the shlamim, just to have meat to be able to eat, is boy naf min ha-maiser. You could even bring it from maiser, moyes maiser. Because again, there's not a chayv to bring the korban as a korban. The chayv is just to have meat to be able to eat. Now the chagigas yom tov rishon shel Pesach. All right, we'll see. This will go. This will start tomorrow again. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll start over again. Daf zayin amar beis. The mission again. Olas b'moyit boyes min achulin. If you bring a korban oila, pashta means the oila's riyah, the chayv, when you come to oila regal on yomtiv, you have to lo yiro upon a rekom, you can't come in empty, you have to bring a korban oila. So the korban oila, it's a chayv, a chiyah for you to bring it, it has to be menachulin from the money, plain money. Not maisa sheni money, not money set aside for the korbanos, it has to be chulin, regular plain money that you own. For Yashlamin, Mashenka and the Korban Shlamin, you bring the Shalmei Simcha, Mina Maisa, could even come from Maisa, from money that's set aside, Maisa Shani money, because like we said, the Shalmei Simcha is mainly to have meat to eat on Yomtiv, to Mekayim Simcha's Yomtiv, not so much to Chir to bring a Korban. Now Yomtiv Arishin Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Be'eshama Yomim Minachulin, the Korban you bring the first day of Pesach, we'll see in the Gemara talking about the Chagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga that you bring on the first day of Pesach, the Shalmei said it has to be totally from Chulin, from your own private money, and no Maiser Sheni money mixed into it. If you want to, you could even bring the Chagiga on the Pesach, also be Min HaMaiser. The Gemara will explain why. Because really, those two Kabonis is a Chayv upon a person to bring, that should only be Min HaChulin, which is, we said, an Olas Riyah you have to bring, a korban oila, when you come to the Beis Hamikdash on Yomtiv, you have to come with you with a korban oila, and also a shalmei chagiga. You have to bring a shlomim, l'shem the Yomtiv, shalmei chagiga, which these two kavanas are chayvis. So really, it should both be from chulin money, money you own, and not maisa sheni. So we'll have to understand in the Gemara why Beis Hillel says it could be brought with a maisa, the shalmei chagiga. Ma'ashenke and the shalmei shlomim, that for sure could be from any type of a korban you have. Because there's no chiv to bring a shalmei or a simcha. The main chiv is just to make sure you have meat to eat on Yom Tif. A kachem they can eat. I think Mar says like the Mishnah says Vaita. Yisrael yaitzim de chavasim ben dharma ben davis. The mitzvah of shalmei simcha. That there's a mitzvah of esamachta bechagecha on Yom Tif, which means to eat meat. Bizmana beis migdish means meat of a carbon. So you could be yaitzim that any carbon you bring on Yom Tif. That could bring the dovin, the darim, or the davis, or maise behema, if you bring a maise behema for a carbon. For a kahanim bechatoyos via shomos. A kohen on Yom Tov that eats from a chatis or from an oshim, he could also be mekayim the mitzvah v'samachta bechagecha. Or the v'chor, what did the kohen eat the v'chor? Or the chazor v'shoik, those are the matnes kuna. Rashi's hamorim lehem mishalmei oyla regolim. From the shlomim, you give to the kohanim the chazor and the shoik, the breast and the thighs. So when the kohanim eat this meat on Yom Tov, they mekayim the mitzvah v'samachta bechagecha. Again, it does not have to be brought l'shem shalmei simcha. The inyan is that you should have meat to eat on Yom Tov. Which meat? Meat's a meat of kachim. Avoloi b'yayfes loy b'mnochis. But you can't be yaitzah the mitzvah samachta b'chagecha with chicken or with cake or with minchas that you're not yaitzah. That has to be basar, meat animal. So the Gemara. Elo mer makes a deek now. Elo oilas b'mayid hu d'boyis minachulin. Mashm, if you bring your carbon oilas ri on cholamayid, then it can be brought minachulin. Hav the Yom Tov. Mashm, if you bring the oilas ri on Yom Tov itself, min ha-maiser, then it could even be brought from mayis that is maiser shiny. For the Gemara Mai, why is that? Davar shevachayvi. There's a chayv upon everybody when they go on the regal to bring a carbon oilas ri with them. And the klal is b'chol davar shevachayv. Anytime you have a chayv to bring the korban, ain't a bo element achulin. You could only bring it from chulin, from private money, and not from money that has other kedusha set aside for anything else. So akam al mishnah's mashma, only the oil you bring on cholamayid has to be brought from chulin. Mashma, if you bring it on Yom Tov, you can bring it from Maaseh Sheni. So Gemara says v'chitayim, maybe you want to tell me. Ha kamashma l'atay al mishnah teaches us ti oilas b'mayid boys. Beyond the vein of boys, command to Beis Shammai, that maybe our Mishnah goes according to Beis Shammai Shita, that Bechlal Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to bring a korban oila on Yom Tov. Even on Eilas Ria, even on Yom Tov, to bring the chayvus of Eilas Ria, Beis Shammai says it's not doichi Yom Tov. The Tanan we learned, Beis Shammai Yemrim, Mevi'in Shlomin. The only korban you could bring on Yom Tov is the Shalmei Chagiga or Shlomin. Why? Because by a shlomim, you eat from it. There's lochem involved. Therefore, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. V'yein sonchen aleim. But when you bring the korban shlomim, semicha you're not allowed to do. That's an avoida. They weren't mati to do it on Yom Tov. Avoloi oilis. Beisham ha-shitvish, you cannot bring an oila at all on Yom Tov. Not even an oila asriya or chayva sayayim. Beisham ha-yol does not doich Yom Tov. There's no lochem involved. It's kula l'ashem. The whole thing is burnt. Therefore, you have to wait to Cholamoy to bring it. Uvesil says no. Mevi'in shlomim v'oilois. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring a carbon shlomim and a carbon oila. Which oila? Avada, it has to be an oila's ria. It has to be an oila that there's a chay v'chi for you to bring it today. And when you bring the carbon shlomim on Yom Tov, v'saimchen aleim, you're allowed to make a smicha also. So here what the Gemara means task is not mistavra al mishta goes according to Beis Shammai. Like we know we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So it's Mestavra, Mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel. That's a kasha, according to Beis Hillel. You're allowed to bring this carbon oilois on Yom Tov. So why does our Mishnah mashma, the oil has to be menachul, non yachol amoyed? Mashma, if you bring the oil on Yom Tov itself, you can bring it even from Moyes, Maise Sheni. That shouldn't be true. So Gemara's answer is, Chasurei Mechzer, I'll tell you something is missing in our Mishnah. Lochi Katoni, this is the way you should learn it in our Mishnah. That oilois, nedorim, or nedoves, bemoyed, boys. Yishno, if you want to bring a korban oila, a neder and a dova, not a chayv asayim. Stam, you want to bring a korban oila that you made for promise, you made for nedova, present. Yishno b'mayid boys. You could bring this on cholamayid, but b'yomtiv ain't a boys. Even according to Beis Hillel, you cannot bring stam a korban oila, neder and a dova on yomtiv, because it's kulal Hashem. But the oilas ria. Let's say you want to bring the chayv asiyim, the oilas ria. That's what you want to bring on Yom Tov. You should know bo afilu b'Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring your carbon oilas ria, the oila that's a chayv, a chiyuv to bring today. You could bring it on Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah says l'gushu bo. When you bring it on Yom Tov, you should know ein bo elam min achulin. it's only brought from Chulin and not from Maisa Sheni. So therefore the Mishnah comes out good according to Beis Hillel. Then the Mishnah goes on weiter of Shalme Simcha, when Yishno you bring the Shlomim from the Mitzvah Simchas Yomtif, in order to have meat to be able to eat on Yomtif to Mekayim B'Samachta V'Chagecho, is boy Nafmina Maiser. That's not a Choyiv to bring the Korban. The Choyiv is just to have meat of Kachim. So it could even be brought from Moyis Maiser Sheni. Now the Mishnah goes weiter, V'Chagigas Yomtif Rishon Shor Pesach. That is the mitzvah to bring a Shalme Chagiga. On every Yom Tov, when you go Oila Regal, there's a Chiyuv to bring these two Kabbonis, the Oila, L'Shem Oila's Ria, and the Shlomim, L'Shem Shalme Chagiga. So when you bring your Korban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach, they Shama Yomir Min Achulin. It has to be from privately owned money, has no Kedusha, it's not a set aside for anything else. That's very good. But what Shver is, Ubeisil Oimrim Min Amaiser. Beisil says, no, it could even be brought Min Amaiser. And this is a shver, why? We'll soon see why. Moses Tanya Nam Yachim, we learn like this also. That Oilas Nedorim and Adovis Bemoyed Bois. You should know, if you want to bring a Korban Oila, on Oila the whole thing is burnt. There's no part that's eaten by the people. Therefore, you're only allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoyed. But the Yom Tov Einam Bois. You're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. There's no Lochem involved. There's no food for you to eat. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. This is based Hillel Shita. But the Oilas Ria, the korban hachoyv that you have a chiv and obligation to bring it today, bo afilu biyomtiv. Then Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to bring it even today, since there's a mitzvah sayoyim. The mitzvah sayoyim is included in lochem. It's called for your purpose to do your mitzvah sayoyim. Ukeshi bo, when you bring the korban oila on the first day yomtiv, and a bo elam and achulin, you should know it has to come from your privately owned money and not from money that's set aside that has kedushas ma'aseh sheni or other kabbonis. It has to be min achulin. Now, the Shalmei Simcha, what about when you bring the Shlomim, L'Kshem Yomtiv, Boy and Afmin Amaisa, that could be brought even for money that's set aside for Maisa Sheni, that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. V'chagiga Yomtiv Harishon Shor Pesach, what about on the first day of Pesach, when you bring the Shalmei Chagiga, again, that's a Chiyuv to bring this Korban Shlomim, so Be'shama Yomim Menachulim, it's very good, it has to be privately owned money, that's very good. But again, what Shver is, Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Min Amaiser. It could be brought even for money that has Kedushas Maiser Sheni on it. So that's the Gemara's Kasha now. Maishino Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shor Pesach. First of all, how come we're talking about the Chagigah you have to bring specially on Pesach? There's nothing special about Pesach. The Chiyuv is on the Gimel Regolim. On Pesach, on Shavuos and Sukkos, you have to bring these two Kabbonis, the Oilas Ria and a Shalmei Chagigah. So why does the Mishnah only talk about Pesach? Ravashi says like this, Hokamashvulon, the Mishnah means to tell a chiddush about Pesach, that Chagigas Chamisho Se'in, Chagigas Arba Saloi, even though there's an Indian to bring a Korban Chagiga or Shlomim on Erev Pesach, the day you shech the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, that's the Zman of the Shchitas Korban Pesach. So there's an Indian then also to bring a Shlomim, we'll soon see why. But that din, that shlomim bring an arboso, could be brought min a meiser. Only which one has to be brought min achulin? Only the korban you bring on the first day of Pesach. After shalmei chagiga from yomtiv. But it's lav dafka the yomtiv of Pesach. Havadahu adin the yomtiv of Sukkis and the yomtiv of Shavuos. Has a chiyuv to bring a shalmei chagiga, and that chagiga has to be min achulin. But the reason why our Mishnah says Pesach means lafukein, not erev Pesach.